are the SMS Podcasters.
My name is Zachariah.
My name is Georgia, and today we are going over the pros and cons of social media in schools.
So, Georgia, what do you think the pros are of social media in schools?
It's great to stay connected with family and friends through texting, FaceTime and phone calls. I think this helps with your mental health. What do you think the cons are?
Social media can affect your mental health negatively by limiting face-to-face communication with friends and encouraging constant comparisons online, which can lead to low self-esteem, anxiety and depression. Studies have shown on average teenagers spend over 5 hours a day on social media, which isn't good for your mental health.
As part of our podcast, we have interviewed staff members of WPT for their opinions. First, we have Molly from the media team. Why are schools taking social media so seriously?
I think that it's hard not to take social media seriously nowadays, just because it is everywhere. All kids, teenagers are using it, and we need to be really careful. And as my role on the media team as social media assistant, I tend to have the responsibility of safeguarding the kids that I'm posting online as well. We need to make sure they have permissions, make sure the parents are okay with them being posted online. So all of that sort of stuff does need to be taken really seriously when it comes to the safety of the children in all the schools in the Trust. I also think that social media is really important nowadays in terms of promoting your schools, getting the positive stories out there. So we have stories for like the Clifton Way, we have White Hill Wonders, all those sorts of things that I post weekly onto your social media stories, your Instagram accounts, Facebook, all the ones that you can think of. So I think that's also a great thing that we've started doing and upping more so in the media team, is just really getting your positive achievements out there so everyone can see, and anyone who's thinking about sending their kids to your school as well, they can see the sort of things that you have in place. I think it's really important, and we are starting to take it more seriously, just because it's so prevalent in today's society, and it's kind of needed just to get your faces and your voices out there in general.
We also interviewed Miss Boddington from Brinsworth Whitehill Primary. Miss Boddington, how is social media affecting people from a younger age, such as primary?
Well, I think certainly at Brinsworth Whitehill, we use social media in a really positive way, because we can show all families, parents, children, how wonderful Whitehill is. And we get to showcase all the visits that we go on, all the events that we have in school. For example, we've had the Rocksteady group recently, and some children are forming a band. We get to see the Whitehill Wonder children, and also any visits we've had out of school as well. So last week when we went to the wildlife park, all those pictures are available for parents to see. We like to celebrate our success, and then when parents come to choose what school they want their little one to go to, they get a really good impression of our school and hopefully choose it because it's a great place to be.
So, for a secondary school opinion, we interviewed Mr. Mosley, the head of personal development here at Clifton. Mr. Mosley, why do you think students are so addicted to social media?
I think that there's quite a few reasons why students from primary school, as they move towards secondary school, start to get addicted to social media. I think one of the big reasons is to sort of fit in. I think students feel like they have to have social media, and they have to have lots of friends online to be part of what's seen as sort of like a popular culture. I also think that quite often students feel like they might be missing out if they haven't got social media, in terms of getting likes or commenting on people's posts. And I think students also, especially in recent times, they almost have unrealistic expectations set by celebrities and other famous people, and the fact that they've got lots of followers themselves and they produce lots of online content. I think that almost triggers students right from a young age to try and produce social media content and be part of social media themselves. So there's a lot of pressure around social media for children moving into becoming an adult, and I think there's a lot of pressures that come with that that students feel like they have to conform to a lot of the time.
What do you think is the good and bad about social media in schools?
I think there's first and foremost lots of advantages when it comes to students being on social media. I think one thing it does, it promotes freedom of speech, so people, students can share their thoughts online, which can be a really positive thing. It's also a huge free resource of information as well, so if it's used well, it can be a great educational tool for students. And as well as that, it can help supporting with making friends and staying in contact with friends as well that potentially might live quite far away as you progress through school and beyond. I do think there's some areas of concern though for social media and some disadvantages. I think students can potentially become addicted to using social media platforms, and they use it constantly. I think a lot of that can increase stress levels. It can link to a lack of sleep because of the pressures that come around social media and the fact that they have to be constantly on it. I think it can also potentially increase the risk of online bullying. I think some of the bullying issues we deal with in school are directly influenced by social media or unkind comments that have been posted online, so it can bring some issues into school socially. And it can also potentially lead to some body image issues as well. Sort of students at a young age are exposed to probably unrealistic body images from celebrities, other people that are influencers in the social media world, and I think that can potentially put added pressure on children and young adults. So there's some disadvantages there as well.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.